We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, noble viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cablevá TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi, Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual, Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. And in Palmar Norte de la Provincia Punta Arenas, Channel 55 on Cable Sur.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Cuba and Portugal celebrate their 92nd anniversary of bilateral relations. In animal welfare news, a 50-member team effort rescues a canine from icy waters in the United States. In veg news, an expo in Sydney, Australia rejoices in the compassionate lifestyle. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 8th, is World Oceans Day, established by the United Nations General Assembly. It is a global celebration in honor of the magnificent and life-sustaining oceans. This year's theme is Our Oceans Greening Our Future, with events including beach cleanups, conservation seminars, art exhibits, and festivals. Raising awareness about protecting the seas to safeguard the health of the Earth and her inhabitants is also an important part of this special occasion. May all the planet's waterways be forever preserved and treasured. We wish everyone a fantastic World Oceans Day.
Fly-in news: rains ease Chinese drought while causing floods. On Tuesday, June 7th, officials in the southeastern regions reported that while heavy rains had helped alleviate the worst drought in 60 years, many parched lands were unable to absorb the downpours, resulting in flooding across three provinces. With a total of 200,000 people affected, at least one person perished, with 15 others missing, as an estimated 60,000 had to be evacuated in towns throughout Hunan, Guizhou, and Changxi provinces. The Ministry of Civil Affairs stated that the floods in Guizhou had damaged or destroyed thousands of houses, along with almost 10,000 hectares of farmland. Assistance was dispatched at both a provincial and national level, with tents, quilts, and clothing being sent, as well as relief teams to Guizhou.
Conveying her heartfelt sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked our local association members to please check with the regional governments to see if help is required, requesting that they also go, if possible, to comfort the most desperate, as she added that funds for urgent needs are available.
We appreciate the timely aid of all the officials and personnel, as well as Supreme Master Qinghai's loving concern. As we pray for the protection of the storm-stricken residents, may such weather extremities be calmed through our efforts to more conscientiously care for each other and the environment.
Thousands displaced by erupting Chilean volcano. As of Tuesday, June 7th, some 4,000 residents of over 22 communities had been evacuated following Saturday's initial eruption. The activity of the Puyehue-Cardán-Cauye volcanic complex, located in the Andes Mountains, just west of the Chilean-Argentine border, has been accompanied by earthquakes with concerns for toxic gas and flash floods.
On Monday, when a belt of lava was detected, the Chilean government widened the evacuation zone. Air travel in both Chile and Argentina was also affected as winds blew the 10-kilometer-high plume of ash as far away as Argentina's southern Buenos Aires province. In addition to airport closures in the region around San Carlos de Bariloche, 90 kilometers from the volcano, Ezeiza International Airport in Buenos Aires was closed on Monday, with seven other Argentine airports closed through Thursday. Meanwhile, all flights between Buenos Aires and the Andean resort towns of Bariloche, Escal, and Chapalco have been cancelled through June 12th.
We are thankful, all officials, for your efforts to ensure the safety of both travelers and residents in the affected regions. Our prayers for the alleviation of such potential dangers as humanity transitions to kinder, eco-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice. We'll be right back.
Citizens speak out. People in countries such as Afghanistan, Bahrain, Bangladesh, France, Israel, Libya, Morocco, Sudan, Syria, U.S., and Yemen continue in their steadfast pursuit of better lives for themselves and others as they gather to speak up for government change that brings greater freedom and opportunities for all.
In Bahrain, trials began on Monday, June 6th, for the 47 doctors and nurses accused of trying to overthrow the government by treating injured protesters. As the professionals were allowed to visit with their families for the first time since they were detained, they said that they had been subjected to physical and psychological torture to sign untrue confessions. After Formula One's world management voted to reinstate the Bahrain F1 Grand Prix based on the understanding that the country was returning to stability, President Jean Todt pledged to continue monitoring the situation, while Australian F1 driver Mark Webber called for the race to be cancelled on the grounds that human rights are not being respected.
Moroccans peacefully protested in Casablanca and Rabat Sunday as riot police allowed over 60,000 people to gather unhindered in calls for an end to government corruption and repression.
Following efforts by Saudi women to vote in the upcoming municipal elections, the country's advisory Shura Council announced women should be allowed to vote and run as candidates in future elections, but not for the one currently being organized.
With estimates that up to 40 people have been killed over the past 3 weeks as Israeli military used live ammunition against unarmed citizens in Syria protesting along the ceasefire line of the Golan Heights, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for maximum restraint on both sides of the border to preserve a long-term ceasefire. UN Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay also stated she was deeply troubled by the incidents and urged for impartial investigations to be conducted by both governments.
The UN reports that thousands of people have fled the violence in Sudan and South Korodan State as troops from the north clash with armed groups with allegiance to the south, leaving 4 soldiers and 2 civilians dead.
Minority groups in Bangladesh held a day-long strike Sunday to protest efforts by the government to amend the constitution that would allow it to remain in power longer.
Syrian state television reported on Monday that in Jisr al-Shagor, a large-scale clash between armed men and Syrian forces resulted in the death of more than 120 security force members. According to accounts by some residents, however, the dead officers had refused to open fire on citizens and were instead killed by their colleagues. In fear of further violence, thousands of people fled across the border to neighboring Turkey as the government announced that tank reinforcements were being sent to the town.
On Tuesday, British Foreign Secretary William Hague stated that the UK is among several UN Security Council members currently drafting a resolution that speaks out against violent crackdowns on protesters in Syria, saying that President Bashar al-Assad is losing legitimacy as a leader and must either reform or step aside. As Libyan revolutionaries seized the town of Yafran Monday, Reuters news agency reported that security forces loyal to Colonel Muammar Gaddafi fired rockets in the town of Ajdabiya. More explosions shook the capital Tripoli Tuesday night into early Wednesday as airstrikes continued by the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, on locations like government military installations. Reporting progress in the operations, U.S. President Barack Obama also stated after a meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Tuesday that pressure on Libyan leader Colonel Muammar Gaddafi would only continue to increase until he steps down. Also on Tuesday, the European Union increased Libyan sanctions even further, making it illegal for European-operated ships to do business with port authorities of Tripoli and 5 other port cities. Meeting with activists in Libya's Benghazi, Russian envoy Mikhail Margalov conveyed his country's readiness to provide financial support as he encouraged diplomatic resolution of the conflict. Meanwhile, Libyan Labor Minister Al-Amin Manfour joined the growing list of defecting officials as the Tunisian government reported on Tuesday that within the past 24 hours, over 6,800 refugees had fled Libya's violence into neighboring Tunisia.
In Yemen, with President Ali Abdullah Saleh absent as he recovers from injuries in Saudi Arabia, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton strongly urged Monday for an immediate transition to democratic power for the Yemeni people's best interests. Yemeni protesters rallied, again calling for President Saleh quick resignation.
Diplomats reported that his wounds were serious, with burns over 40% of his body, including his face.
On Tuesday, in a separate incident, armed men clashed with security forces in the city of Zanjibar, resulting in the deaths of 15 people, including Yemeni soldiers.
Meanwhile, about 2,000 protesters in Sana'a gathered to call for the immediate creation of an interim council headed by Yemeni Vice President Abdul Rabu Mansour Hadi. A group of activists also offered to talk with Vice President Hadi about the transition toward a new government.
Saddened by the tragic loss and oppression of human lives, we pray for the conflicts in these and all nations to end, and that people everywhere may decide to coexist side by side in peaceful dignity and freedom. Peruvians elect new president, as Mr. Ollanta Humala was declared the winner of the country's presidential elections on Tuesday. The new president-elect pledged to stabilize conditions across the nation with a focus on improving the lives of the less fortunate. He stated, "We will work in foreign relations to affirm that Peru is a country that seeks Latin American unity. We are going to continue the good that we have been doing. My only boss is the Peruvian people." Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your newly elected role. May your leadership serve the highest ideals of fellow citizens in harmony and prosperity for all.
Video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai at Mexico's Expo Ser. On Saturday, June 4th, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously agreed to speak to health and spiritually oriented participants via video conference at the Expo Ser in Mexico City, Mexico, on the theme, From Crisis to Peace, the Universe is Blessing Us. Supreme Master Ching Hai had been invited as an honored guest to this live broadcast discussion by Expo Ser founder Miss Mary Lou Figueroa, who had wished more people could know about her hopeful message regarding humanity and the planet.
Now, the good news is that the Mexican government is making a lot of efforts to go green. Make green cities, green village, planting more trees, reforestation, etc., etc. Bravo, Mexico! Bravo! But of course, this is not all, because we have an urgent danger facing us. So we still have to solve the problem of climate change more at its root. Also, we still have to address food security, which is becoming an increasingly urgent matter for human survival. Just this one change, simple, small change, changing our diet to an organic vegan diet. This will help all the governments of the world to afford climate change mitigation and preserve biodiversity. Normally we would include vegetable in our food anyway. So we just change a portion of our food daily. Then we can save the world for us and for future generations. What is the use for us to satisfy our taste right now with meat when we know for certain that in the future our children will go hungry, our world will collapse? However tasty the meat is, we have to consider this option and change it so that the world can continue to survive and thrive in abundance and happiness and health.
With appreciation to Ms. Figueroa and Expo Ser for this beneficial event, we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for offering her precious time and energy to share vital and encouraging messages for the public. May we take to heart this relevant information and adopt the organic vegan lifestyle now to ensure the survival of our planet in all generations.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full rebroadcast of this live video conference at a later date on Words of Wisdom with multi-language subtitles.
Beloved Bangladeshi pop musician remembered. On Sunday, June 5th, singer-songwriter Azam Khan passed away at the age of 61. Mr. Khan was known for his pioneering style that revolutionized the country's once somber music scene with uplifting rock and pop songs whose themes often conveyed a love of the motherland.
Throughout his career, he released a total of 17 albums that were enjoyed by millions. At the news of his passing, thousands of government dignitaries, colleagues and fans gathered an emotional tribute in Dhaka, many offering flowers in commemoration. We send our condolences to the family, admirers and fellow countrypersons of Mr. Azam Khan, whose star will surely continue to uplift many through his time-honored melodies. May his soul be welcomed to rest serenely in heaven's love and light.
Save Our Planet. Scientists in Norway gathering raw core data confirm that carbon today is being released into the atmosphere 10 times faster than a period of high temperature 55 million years ago, as they note that the current rate may be faster than ecosystems can adapt.
Save Our Planet. Canadian scientists studying lake sediment confirm that a 1999 severe storm in the Northwest Territories that brought the Arctic Ocean 20 kilometers inland, leaving a swath of saltwater destruction that has not recovered even today, was in fact an event related to global warming and an indication of things to come.
Everyone, I'm Zolo. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller.
The Dogs in My Life. We're dedicated vegans with a tip on helping feathered friends in sanctuaries.
In order to assist the refuge with their monthly expenses, sometimes a virtual adoption program is offered.
You can provide a monthly monetary support for a beautiful bird. This will help her or him continue to thrive in happiness and safety.
Check online or locally for a bird sanctuary near you.
A big thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And thank you for tuning in. Now, the weather around the globe.
Cultural news. Cuba and Portugal honour their 92nd anniversary of bilateral relations. Portuguese-Cuban Days was held in Lisbon, the capital of Portugal, to encourage friendship and cultural cooperation between the two countries. Representatives of Baracoa, Cuba, who also celebrated the 500-year anniversary of their city's founding, attended the festivities. Our congratulations, Cuba and Portugal, on this wonderful occasion. May the friendship between your sun-blessed nations flourish for many years to come.
In animal welfare news, a team effort rescues a canine from icy waters. 8-month-old Cardigan Welsh Corgi Panda got free of her leash while on a walk with her caregiver Miss Helen Start near Lake Champlain in Vermont, USA. The energetic puppy ran 7 miles over the partially frozen lake. Miss Start, who watched Panda with binoculars, informed North Hero Fire Chief Michael Murdoch of the situation. After unsuccessful attempts by Chief Murdoch and his crew to reach the adventurous canine, they approached her with an inflated boat. However, the ice gave way and Panda fell in. She was quickly picked up from the frigid water. Using a pulley system, 50 emergency rescuers tugged the boat to shore. Fortunately, Panda did not sustain any serious injuries. Our heartfelt appreciation, courageous emergency personnel and volunteers, for your life-saving work. We wish you many safe outings, beautiful Panda and Miss Helen Start, in each other's fabulous company. Up next on Noteworthy News, music, cooking, films on vegan themes and more take place at an expo in Sydney. We'll go for a deep breathing and we'll be right back. Stay tuned for more admirable news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, encouraging news for a revitalising world. In Veg News, Sydney, Australia celebrates the sustainable lifestyle. Live music, talks, cooking demonstrations, yoga classes and more were all part of the Sydney Vegan Expo 2011. Respected vegan speakers included naturopath Miss Robin Shooter and leading Australian yoga instructor Mr. Simon Borg Olivier. Documentaries such as A Delicate Balance, The Truth were also shown, highlighting the immense impact of our food choices on the planet and on our well-being. Several animal welfare organisations participated. In addition, our association members from Australia attended, sharing SOS flyers and hosting a booth serving vegan cake. Bravo and many thanks, organisers and participants of Sydney Vegan Expo 2011. May gatherings like these help many individuals to realise the tremendous advantages of life-affirming plant-based choices.
Please join us for a hearty laugh with a joke told in Hungarian entitled Test Results.
A matek tanár éppen készül kihirdetni a teszt eredményeket. Azt mondja, azon emberek száma, akik 90% fölött teljesítettek, ugyanannyi, mint akik 80% fölött. Azon emberek száma, akik 80% fölött vannak, ugyanannyi, mint akik 70 fölött. Az egész osztály újjong, mire az egyik diák megkérdezi. És mennyi azok száma, akik nem mentek át? A tanár sietség nélkül így válaszol. A megbukott emberek száma ugyanannyi, mint az egész osztály létszáma.
And now for our viewers' heartline on telepathic animal communicator Dexter Del Monte. This program on Animal World, our co-inhabitants, can also be accessed in our online archives.
There's definitely something to it. I'm just about to find out. Thanks for the show. Viewer from Germany.
Friendly viewer, it's great to hear from you. Vegan animal communicator Dexter Del Monte's messages from our animal friends clearly shows us the sensitivity, intelligence, and well-wishing quality of these loving beings. May God's blessings always be with you and all the kind people of Germany.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May heavenly joy and virtue be your cherished guides.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Visiting Uruguay, Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff and President José Mujica sign agreements to expand cooperation in the areas of infrastructure, science, technology and innovation, while noting their country's long-standing amicable ties.
Following clashes between communities struggling to cope with water shortages and other resource scarcities, Kenya and Ethiopia agree to revive a ministerial commission that focuses on harmony along their shared border.
Touched by the discovery of Mr. William Michael Dillon's innocence after a 27-year imprisonment, American Grammy-winning music producer Jim Tullio invites him to record the songs he wrote in prison and is producing Mr. Dillon's first album, scheduled for release this summer.
Mauritania's youth and sports minister, Cisse Mint Sheikh Abwade, announces plans to allocate a portion of customs revenue to fund youth culture and sports programs, with the administration of the programs themselves also creating jobs for the country's youth.
The governments of Morocco and South Korea sign a memorandum of understanding to enhance bilateral cooperation in natural resource conservation, water management, and environmental protection.
a unique audio-visual event combining traditional Chinese music with a presentation of Chinese calligraphy, is held at the Hofburg Palace in Vienna, Austria, celebrating the 40th anniversary of the nation's diplomatic ties.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.